I thought he competed well. That's one of the parts that I was most impressed with. You know, most times you see rookies go in and they get in this slump and they don't finish. He did a great job finishing. Even the guy that caught the ball on him, he still finished the play, and it could have been a turnover that went the other way. So he's coming along. I think, you know, expediting the process between him missing OTAs, he's now getting into that groove of understanding how to compete on his level. So sky's the limit. So, and I'm encouraged to continue to push him in that fashion.
Coach, Coach, is it just a process with the young cornerbacks? We've seen Trufant and Alford out here have tough times early too, but they seem to stay on track.
It is from the standpoint of understanding that, you know, you're on an island, but, you know, we understand the standard of what we want to play at. Okay. That's competing and finishing. So, and that goes at every position. I wouldn't just say cornerback. That's competing and finishing. And understanding that you coming in, down out, understanding how to compete and how to finish. I think that's really what you're talking about from that standpoint. And that's what you had to see True go through. Mm-hmm. That's what Robert had to go through. And Jalen's going to have to go through that same process of learning how to compete down in, down out, and every play counts. So and when you get that relentless effort, he'll be fine.
How do you assess the defense as a whole on Friday night?
I thought, like I said, we got a number one theme of this program is get the ball. We came out and we did that. I thought we played with high energy. Guys finished well. Did we have plays that we wish we could have back? That's in any game you ever play. But I thought for the most part, our relentless effort, that was there. And that's what we got to continue. Like I said, continue to get the ball, play with relentless effort, and it'll fix the critical error that happened in the game.